folks are hoping to have some more warm days to help our crops finish strong, and I'm one of them. Hi there, this is Jeannie Falk-Jones. I'm the K-State Multi-County Agronomist for Cheyenne, Sherman, and Wallace Counties. I deliver unbiased, research-based information to you for you to apply it on your farm. So as we're thinking about the need for heat to help our crops finish, we probably first need to discuss the units that we measure the heat in. What I'm talking about is growing degree days or growing degree units, often referred to as GDUs. And not to spoil the surprise, but we're running behind on heat units or GDUs for this summer for most of the crops in our area. Now, the GDUs are a weather-based scale to measure the progression of our crops in thermally or heat-driven crops, such as corn and grain sorghum. The formula to determine the GDUs is as follows. The daily maximum air temperature plus the daily minimum air temperature divided by 2 minus 50. Now, there are temperature maximums and minimums for calculating our GDUs. For corn, they're 86 degrees and 50 degrees. So that means at over 86 degrees, the growth rate of corn does not increase. So 86 degrees is the top end of what we use to calculate GDUs. So a 90 degree day does not result in more GDUs than an 86 degree day. Similarly, when the minimum air temperature is less than 50, we use 50 degrees as the value. Now, you don't need to sit down with your calculator and weather records to figure out what our GDUs are for your corn and grain sorghum, because we have them figured out for you. This information can be found on our K-State weather website at www.mesonet.ksu.edu. And Mesonet is spelled mesonet.ksu.edu, and click on the agricultural heading and select growing degrees. And as I alluded to earlier, when I compared our accumulated GDUs for several crops at several different planting dates to what our averages should be, we're a little behind on our GDUs or our heat unit. For corn planted on May 1st, we are behind between 100 and 250 GDUs. Now, to help put that in perspective, for our area, the corn planted on May 1st is between 2,300 and 2,400 GDUs. And how that relates to our corn growth stages, the corn in the dough stage, the range for GDUs is between 1,925 to 2,450. So just based on our GDUs, corn in the area is in the dough stage. However, in an average year, our corn planted on May 1st would be well into the dense stage based on GDUs. Now, sorghum is a very similar story. Sorghum planted on June 1st is around 80 GDUs behind average. Some of our sorghum is just finishing flowering when it would be normally well into the soft dough stages. All of this shows that a warm fall would be very beneficial for helping us finish our summer crops this year. Again, if you want to go check out this year's GDUs compared to average for your location, you can go to our K-State weather website at www.mesonet.ksu.edu and click on the agricultural tab. You can enter the date that you planted, select your crop and maturity, and your closest weather stations. If you have any questions on this, please contact me at the K-State Extension offices in Goodland, St. Francis, or Sharon Springs, or on the K-State Experiment Station in Colby. You can also see what I'm finding in the field by following me on Facebook at K-State Sunflower District Agronomy.